In what could easily be labeled an unusual town hall, Congressman Ruben Gallego, who represents Arizona's 7th District, stepped into the 2nd District last night in southern Arizona as a fill-in of sorts for Representative Martha McSally. Gallego and McSally are in different parties, and McSally didn't ask Gallego to make the appearance. In fact, it's likely she wasn't too happy about it, but Gallego did it anyway as part of hashtag Adopt a District. And Representative Gallego joins me for a few minutes. Congressman, this seems like a very different approach, is it?
You are correct. This is new ground. This is not only what members of Congress do, but also we're dealing in a new time. You know, we have a Trump administration that is really breaking all types of norms and essentially now the rule of law with firing of Director Comey. And we have a Republican Congress that is just cowed by this Trump administration. You know, they essentially passed this repeal, so-called repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act, just basically to assuage the ego of President Trump without a score, without a CBO score, without actually knowing the full impact of what this will have on millions of people. And because of that, and because, you know, Martha was the deciding vote on this, I thought it was important that she be held accountable by her constituents. And since she wasn't going to have a town hall to explain her vote, to explain what she had just voted for, which in her defense, she may not be actually be able to explain because there was no CBO score, I decided to do that for her. And hopefully she will actually use this opportunity to have a true town hall in Tucson with her constituents so they have a time and a place to actually speak their mind to her.
Was this something you talked with her about? Did any staffs talk about this? Is this something that could cause a rift in the delegation?
It certainly is going to cause a rift in the delegation, without a doubt. And it's sad that it's going to occur, but it's something that has to occur. Martha McSally and I actually had a great working relationship. We have co-sponsored a lot of bills that are extremely important to Arizona. And in terms of national defense, we both sit on the Armed Services Committee. I'm a Marine Corps infantry veteran. She's an Air Force pilot. I respect her service. But I actually knowingly knew that what I was going to do was going to cause a rift. But the relationship between one member of Congress and another member of Congress is not more important than the insurance of 24 million people. Because I'm going to suddenly be an unpopular member of Congress does not mean that I shouldn't do everything I can to make sure that, you know, people are saved from the threat of getting kicked off insurance or being denied insurance because of pre-existing conditions. That type of attitude is what got us to where we are right now.
Let's look bigger picture then. Is Adopt a District something that nationally Democrats are going to keep using? And how would you know whether what happened last night was effective?
It definitely has become, we're going to try and make this a national project. There's a conference call tonight with other members of Congress to encourage them to do that. In terms of when we'll know we're effective, I think we'll know we're effective in three areas. Number one, if Martha McSally actually holds a town hall and explains her vote. Number two, when this bill comes back, if it comes back and it's not significantly improved or at least stripped away of all its nastiness, Martha votes no. And three, if she gets voted out next year.
Is there any risk when Republicans decide to knock out so-called moderate Democrats and Democrats decide to knock out what I'm going to call a moderate Republican? Does that make it harder to work together in the future?
It does, but that's why I think a lot of us were always very happy to work with Martha McSally, except then she goes and does, you know, what is would be one of the most ultimate betrayals of her job by not reading the bill, by not understanding the full impact of it, and voting to get rid of 24 million people's health insurance. If this was just some normal bill, maybe we disagree on taxation, maybe it's some small thing. Yeah, of course, I'd love to work with her across. But when it came to the big thing, when it came to the big decision, when we needed her to truly be a moderate and be a leader, she was nowhere to be found. Not only was she nowhere to be found, she actually egged on the votes in her private Republican caucus meeting by saying, let's get this bleeping thing done.
Congressman Ruben Gallego represents Arizona's 7th District here in the Valley. For the bigger picture on hashtag Adopt a District and the strategy behind it, we turn to Kyle Condick. He analyzes House elections for the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. Kyle, we know the AHCA vote is going to be a centerpiece for criticism, just as the ACA was used by Republicans against Democrats in congressional races. What do you make of the Adopt a District approach?
I think that this is new in that while, of course, American politics has always been a bitter, nasty enterprise, it's not common for people in the same state to campaign really heavily against one another or to encroach on other people's other members' turf. And yet that's what we have here. I think that in a previous era that might have been a little bit less partisan, you know, holding a town hall meeting in one of your colleagues' districts from your own state as a way to attack, basically to attack that person, I think would have been seen as poor form. But we're in a different era now, and I think both parties are constantly looking for different ways to try to, you know, attack their opponents or gain some sort of electoral advantage. And so I think this is a new strategy that we're seeing for Democrats, not just in Arizona. There's a member from New York State, John Patrick Maloney, who sort of started this by holding a meeting in John Faso's district, who's a Republican in upstate New York. And it seems to have been spreading to other districts now. And I just wonder if this is going to be part of the Democratic playbook going forward here.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask you to read Representative Martha McSally's mind, but one would think that a representative of a particular district, though these lines are not sacred, they really wouldn't want this sort of big footing in their district. How do you think a member of Congress would react to this?
I think it would naturally make any member angry to see someone, particularly of the other party, kind of encroaching on their turf. But again, American politics is often nasty and confrontational. Maybe in this particular regard, it's getting a little bit nastier and more confrontational than maybe it once was. But, you know, I think it's natural for McSally to be upset. But, you know, also McSally just cast a what could be a very controversial and potentially damaging vote. I mean, she was one of the key votes on the passage of the American Health Care Act, the Republican alternative, the Affordable Care Act. That bill is now in the Senate. It is not polling well initially. And as we saw with Democrats in both the 1994 midterm and the 2010 midterm and really subsequent elections, when one party is seen as sort of trying to take control of the American healthcare system, that can be something that is hard to defend. And so Democrats are hoping that that vote, you know, redounds to their advantage next year, and highlighting the Republican members who voted for it is a big part of their strategy, which we're seeing in Arizona and other places.
And Kyle, finally, because Representative McSally is in very much a swing district, how significant is that when it comes to this whole adopted district plan? If Democrats do more of this, you mentioned the New York example, are they most likely to do this in vulnerable districts? It certainly makes sense politically.
There may be, you know, 50 or 60 credible Democratic House targets, maybe a little less than that, maybe a little bit more. But, you know, Gallego's not going to go to Paul Gosar's district because Gosar's district is going to elect a Republican next year regardless, whereas McSally's district is historically very competitive. I think Democrats are hopeful that they can put up a strong challenge against McSally, and those are the kinds of Republican members they're going to highlight throughout the campaign season.
Kyle Condick analyzes House elections for the University of Virginia's Center for Politics.